Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Ruff. Hi.
Oh my God. For those watching, she is dressed like a dog.
I am indeed, because I just came from a dog party.
Flynn had his first birthday party today. Colleen went all out. It was dog themed. She told everyone to come dressed as dogs. A few people did, a few people didn't. No one came in a full on dog costume except Flynn.
Flynn did.
Flynn had a full on dog costume. Yeah. But they had a cat cake.
Because he likes Gus.
So they had everything was dog themed. Everything.
Except a cat.
The cake was of Gus.
Yes.
Don't know what it's okay. All right. She went all out.
She did. It was amazing.
The decorations, like there was gift bags that were in doggy poop bags. The candy in them, like everything was themed, like things you wouldn't think of. I was like, this is genius.
The queso bowl.
The queso, someone asked that in the question. Someone said, was that queso in the toilet?
Yes.
Colleen got a toilet, and I questioned it because my dogs were trained not to put their heads in the toilet.
If you're thirsty and you're a dog,
I think
you're going to go for the toilet water. It's full of flavor.
We keep our lids closed on our toilets.
I do now.
That's why I think I never really had an issue with that. But she was like, dogs like to go in the toilets. I was like, I did. Okay. So, but she bought it thinking it was going to be a huge fake toilet and she was going to put the ice and the drinks in it. But then when she got it, it was really small. So she was like, oh, we'll just put like a dip in it. And
it's like a training toilet. It was a real true training toilet for a kid.
And it makes a flushing noise and everything.
Yeah.
But she put queso in it. Blaze, leave grandma alone.
And then Joe Bellissimo.
Oh, yeah.
Came over and put a Tootsie Roll or something in it. And it's like, that's
Trent
just,
made a joke at the end where he said, that should have been bean dip. I was like,
queso was gross. It looked like vomit, but it was still pretty funny.
Yeah. But yeah, and at the party, Colleen called a rescue place and was like, do you have any dogs you want to bring that are up for adoption?
Puppies.
Well, they brought puppies. She emailed a bunch of people and were just like, I'm having a dog party. If you want to show off dogs that are for adoption, you're more than welcome to. And one place was like, we have some puppies. Getting caught up in my words. There are a lot of people who do that just for the pictures.
But that's not why she did it.
Yes, I know. And so she was making sure, she was like, I wanted to be as like, you know, that want the places to know, like, I love dogs and like, I'm not doing this just for the photo ops. I don't even think she took a picture with them.
I don't think she did.
She was just like, well, he likes dogs. And they've recently been going to shelters and realizing like how terrible it is. So she's like, well, we should have some dogs that people could adopt if they want.
Yep.
So it ended up being puppies. It was not specified.
They were so cute.
Oh, it was three pit bull mixed puppies.
Lab and pit and something else.
So calm
and just,
I've never seen puppies so calm. I was living. My cousin Stephanie, who also loves big dogs, and her husband just sat with, they were just sleeping on their laps the whole time. Like the first hour we were all like cuddling them and passing them around. They were so calm that like if they wanted to play, we would have put them down, but none of them squirmed to get down ever.
We only put them down a couple times
to pee.
They peed and that's it.
Yeah. And then the rest of the time they were just like, I'm sleeping. So kids would come over and like got to hold the puppies. And I think that was a cool thing was like, I know a lot of the kids had never gotten to like hold puppies before.
Right.
And so we were like, got to teach them how you behave with the dogs. And like, it was cool. I thought it was good for
the puppies too.
It was good for the puppies. They got to play.
Win-win.
I don't think anyone was looking to adopt.
Amy was close.
My cousin Amy almost did. But Aunt Cindy intervened. Our aunt was like, her mom was like, no, you're not. She already, because my cousin Amy loves big dogs and she has a lab already.
Yeah.
But she lives in an apartment. And so her mom was like, no. So she was like trying to text people that she knew that was, she was like, you guys want any? So they got some exposure.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I think, what was the place called? Wag and?
I do not know.
I'll figure it out. All right, another internet. Oh, Colleen's video. We all kind of logged it, but Colleen's putting up her big birthday video, Flynn's birthday video. I think she said on Wednesday. So she,
that's the day after his real birthday.
Yes. So he will. The video of the whole thing will be up. I've vlogged just a few little bits. I obviously vlogged the puppies, but the big birthday video is Colleen's. That will be up, yeah. I think, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, Mom. Twitter made some changes. Nothing too big. I feel like when Twitter makes changes, it's for the better.
Okay.
Yeah. They made it so you can now follow topics instead of just people. So you can follow a topic like the Lakers or sports. Okay. Or...
So then do you get tweets from everybody who's talking about it, or can you fine tune it?
I think you can fine tune
it. Good. I'd want to fine tune.
Instagram did something similar. They made it so you could follow hashtags a little bit ago, but people don't usually use hashtags anymore unless it's out. Like the annoying people that don't quite know how the internet works and they're still
your mother.
Yeah, but you don't even use hashtags anymore.
I haven't posted anything for a while.
It's like when brands are like, okay, so you need to post this with this hashtag and this hashtag, and I'm like, you realize
hashtags are out,
no one's gonna click on those.
Yeah.
But I think it's for them to like see the traffic of it. I maybe. Don't know,
could be,
but that's all. I'm just like, hashtags are out, but that's cute. Mom, do you know what YouTube Rewind is?
Yes, it's a once a year rewind of the year, then they choose who goes on it, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm surprised you knew anything.
Score one for me.
So usually, this is what that usually happens. It basically is that is YouTube contacts like a bunch of YouTubers and mm-hmm. they put on this huge production and it's like a month of filming. And for a while, they were really good. They were epic. It like recaps what happened on YouTube that year.
Right.
Or like the internet. And YouTubers act certain things out, blah, blah, blah. But so last year they made one and everyone hated it.
It was a bomb.
It was a bomb. People were like, you didn't even hit on, none of this made sense. Why? Yeah. Will Smith is not a YouTuber. Like,
yeah.
It was really bad. So this year, I haven't even watched it because I heard it was
worse.
So bad. It was worse. It's the worst one they've made because all they did was like a top tens list. They didn't have people in it. They didn't do a production.
Oh, really?
All they did
was... They got so much flack last year. They were scared to.
They started with, you hated what we did in 2018. So in 2019, we're going to show you what you liked. And so it was basically like the most watched video, this one. The most liked video, this one. And you're like, oh, we know...
We know that already.
We know that. And it was all about analytics. I think Ethan Dolan, a YouTuber, put it, I want to see, I screenshotted it because I thought he kind of put into words what I was thinking. He said, pretty disappointed in YouTube Rewind, to be honest, very out of touch. There's more to creating than numbers. We need to give people credit for their effort / talent, not how much attention they get. Very cool people were given recognition in the video, but for the wrong reasons, I feel. Which is true. It was like, they didn't, people made changes, like they did creative things, and those people weren't getting any credit. It was like, were you the top, blah, and they made it very like competitive. And I said this on my live stream, if the internet first was how creative can you be, that's where it was, and it was a lot of fun. It was like, how much fun can you have, how much creativity, like this is all new and exciting and like this is so cool, oh this person did this. And then lately it's all been about who's the most viewed? Who can get the most numbers? Blah, blah, blah. And places like Instagram are like, okay, guys, we're taking away likes.
Yeah.
You guys can't be trusted with this information. You guys are getting too involved. It's too stressful. We're taking away the likes. And Twitter released like, we wish we never invented likes. Mm-hmm. We wish that was never a thing on Twitter. We just wish people could just tweet, you know? And now, but then YouTube was like, who got the most this? And it was all analytics. And that's what I feel like the internet is trying to get away from now. It's like, okay, guys, we got too involved in that. Like, too much. It was like, became like a popularity contest. And then YouTube with their rewind just emphasized that more, which was like, you know, you're only going to get recognition if you made the tops, whatever. Didn't matter how creative you were. Didn't matter personal strides or like, if this, you made a funny thing happen, but unless it showed in our analytics, nah. So I thought that they did a really bad job. But not PewDiePie. Philip DeFranco made a comment where he was like, they saved so much money. by not putting on a production.
Probably.
Yeah, because usually it's like they have all these YouTubers come to this place and do this and do that. And YouTubers were complaining at the end of how it takes, like, Colleen was invited to do one of the recent YouTube Rewinds, and she turned it down because it was like, that you have to go to this place for 3 days. No. They don't pay. And it was like 3 days, three full days of filming.
You can't do that.
To be in it for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in the background or whatever. And she was like, yeah, that's not worth my time. Sorry. No. Thanks for the offer. Yeah. Honored, but it's not happening. So that was happening near the end where YouTubers were like, I can't give you this much time.
You've got things to film. We have things. So
there's a reason you want me to be in it. It's because I'm working my butt off.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do next year.
I don't know.
But we did learn that PewDiePie was the most watched creator in 2019 with more than 4 billion views.
That's a lot of views.
Makes sense. He's like the number one subscribed person.
Yeah.
So he would have, it would naturally make sense that he'd have the most views. Mom, did you hear about the banana?
They're yummy and they're full of potassium. What?
Blaze, stop licking your grandma. Thank you. So in Miami at an art show, there was a banana taped to the wall with silver duct tape and was being sold for $120,000.
Wow. Get me some duct tape and bananas.
So this was being, and I think it got bought or was going to get bought. But so people were like, what is this? Blah, blah, blah. And then, so it was getting attention. And then a man walked up to it, took it off the wall.
Do not tell me. He ate it. He ate the banana
and said it was performance art.
Whoa.
And he got escorted out. You can't do that. I know the banana on the wall was ridiculous.
Very ridiculous.
But that gives you...
It wasn't his banana? It wasn't his art?
No, it wasn't his banana.
Oh. Can he get, like, in trouble for stealing?
Yeah, he could.
Stealing.
I don't know what... Since we're recording...
I would be so upset if someone was going to buy my banana for how many?
$120,000.
Oh, man.
And someone ate it? Like, because you can't recreate that.
I wonder what the poop would sell for.
That would be an expensive poop.
Edit that out, please.
No. We don't have a sponsor for today. I'm allowed to keep it whatever careful. I want. But I'm just like, you can't.
Wow.
You can disagree with how stupid a $120,000 banana on the wall is. But that doesn't mean, if you're watching this, you can see that Blaze is just wants to be on my mom's lap so bad. Dude, you need to chill. I know she's amazing and dressed like a dog right now. But you can't have her. Anyway, you can't do that. You can't just...
You can't eat someone's banana.
You can't. That is another thing. That's not your banana.
That's not your banana.
That's not your banana.
You ask before you eat other people's food.
Right.
I'll happily share my bananas, but not if I'm selling it for 120 mil.
Exactly.
1,000.
120,000. Not mil. Wow. But I don't know. I don't have much information on it. There wasn't a lot when I read it.
Gotcha. Because
I did try to research it a little bit. Mom, do you need to get that text message? Jeez. You don't need to pause it?
No. All right. We're good.
Who was it?
My neighbor.
Oh, okay. Everything good?
Everything's good.
All right. Chicken update?
No chicken updates.
No chicken updates?
No chicken updates.
Mom, wait.
They're the number one creators of dust.
They are. Wait, Mom, we didn't even start with what holidays were today. That was your job, and we just got so distracted by Flynn's birthday, we didn't even talk about the holidays of today.
I will tell you the holidays of today.
Please, Mom.
Okay. I'll try to make it sound exciting for you, because last week you complained that I was boring.
She got so mad at me. She scolded me today that I rolled my eyes and fell asleep while she was telling me the holidays. So I have to be engaged and excited this time. Go.
It's Christmas card day.
I love a Christmas card. Wait, pause. My favorite thing is getting Christmas cards from like my lawyers and accountants. Like, I'm going to hang them up and display them.
Oh, I do.
Because they're not even pictures. They're like the Christmas cards.
Oh, I do.
Blaze.
Get
enough. Out of grandma's crotch.
What? No.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. He was more in the boob area. Okay. Come on.
Okay. Christmas card day. But I'm going to give you some history. So fall asleep now.
Love the history. Go.
Sir Henry Cole was too busy to write to all of his family and friends, so he commissioned someone back in 1843 to have one made. You're yawning.
I did not mean to. I was.
You are such a brat.
I wasn't trying to.
Okay.
I genuinely was listening.
It's also National Llama Day.
Wait. So this guy started Christmas cards because he wanted one mass produced.
Because he was too busy to write to his people.
So he just had, he hired somebody to
just, yeah.
And that's how Christmas cards started.
Yeah. And then people saw that and go, hey, I want to do that. So,
love that.
Okay.
See, anyway. I actually love that. I didn't mean to yawn.
No problem. So did you miss that? National Llama Day? Go hug a llama.
Don't hug a llama.
Okay. National Pastry Day? Go eat a pastry.
I could do that.
Please, please, please. It's Weary Willie Day. Say that fast for me.
Weary Willie Day? What's yeah. Weary Willie?
He was a hobo clown paid by this guy. He made up that hobo clown thing back in the old days.
Oh, okay.
And he was weary because it was the Depression. He was not a weary clown before.
Clowns are weird.
But he was a sad clown.
Who started clowns?
And it's his birthday, that's why.
Happy birthday.
Anyways.
Wait, who started clowns? Because that's weird, right?
Maybe it's a spinoff of jesters in the King and Queen's days.
I could feel that. But yeah. I feel like jesters weren't what we picture jesters.
Yeah.
Like, jesters were just, like, poor people trying to get a laugh so they didn't die.
Maybe.
And now we're like, jesters, wear these silly hats. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Well,
that's pretty much the day. Oh, International Day of Veterinary Medicine.
Love of veterinarian medicine.
That's it.
Well, Taylor Swift dropped a Christmas album. Not an album. Just a single. But it made us want an album because it was a pretty good song.
Yeah.
It's a good Christmas song. I appreciate a good Christmas song. I learned that she grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Did she now?
And then I went, how does that work? Do they just grow really tall trees and cut the top off?
No.
Or do they just grow them?
They grow the tree.
They grow the whole tree and cut down the whole tree.
Don't you remember there was one in Santa Barbara? We drive past it.
What are you talking about?
Noel Christmas Tree Farm. I don't know if it's there anymore. I don't think so. I think they
you can put grow houses pine there. Trees in Santa Barbara?
We did.
So how long there did it take to grow a tree?
Years and years and years.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a lot of planning.
Do you know how much Christmas trees go for?
Yeah, like $65.
Oh, no. They are expensive.
Okay. Unless you go to Costco.
If you go to Costco or something like that. Or Home Depot.
I paid $120 for mine last year, I think.
We found a cheap one at Home Depot.
Yeah, you can get them cheap, Mom. You can get them cheap.
Went to the good places and they were like $100. I'm like, I can't afford that.
I think I'm getting my Christmas trees. I'm getting a small one for this room and a big one for my living room. I think I'm getting them tomorrow, which is today for you guys, Monday.
Nice.
Yeah. Something that happened on the internet this week.
Tell me.
It was annoying for me because I didn't care, but everyone else loved it. Spotify let everyone know their top podcasts they listen to this year. Their top genres they listen to, their top artists, the top blah, blah, blah. Cute, but everyone posted about it on Twitter, so I'd log into Twitter and all I would see was this pink picture all the way down my timeline. Thanks if
it was us.
Internet was your top one. But other than that, like, oh my god, I get it, you listen to things. It's like one of those things where it's like no one cares.
But they did.
But everyone wants to post, but no one cares about each other's, but everyone wants to post theirs. But no one cares.
They cared.
They care. Oh, Matt's leaving.
They should be allowed to post whatever they care
about.
Yeah,
you can. Let's see if Blaze barks at him.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, so it's one of those things. There's like no one cared about it, but everyone still just kept posting it.
It was the thing to do.
All right, Mom. This was drama on the internet this week.
Drama?
And it wasn't at all, actually. Joey Graceffa had his Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
What is that noise? Oh, Matt's closing the garage door. Sorry, there's a beeping happening, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. So, Joey had a Christmas party, and in it, we played White Elephant.
Oh, I heard this.
You heard this story? Now, there is some confusion as to what happened.
Yes, because I got two different stories.
There are multiple stories floating around, and I'm one of the people that was actually involved. Okay. Joey, sweetheart, love him to death, great. Him and Daniel threw a fantastic Christmas party. Beautiful. So many people.
Snow.
They had snow sleds in the front yard. Yeah. I got to see all their doggies except the puppies. They were at puppy camp. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I'll accept that. But we played White Elephant. And on the invitation, they said, the present you bring has to be of greater value than $50.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of, most places there's $20, but like they were like, let's have a grander. So you don't have to participate, but if you want to, bring a present. So it was no pressure, whatever. And at the end, like, the people, like, JoJo brought a Gucci tracksuit, which was worth thousands. I brought Beat headphones, were worth, like, $300. Some people brought some other Gucci things. There were some Louis Vuitton things. Like, things, there were some big ones. There were some smaller items, you know.
I would have brought a dozen chicken eggs.
Those are not worth $50.
Hey. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
How is the beauty? What? What?
Those are organic. Would you quit?
Blaze, leave her.
Those are organic, yum, yum chicken eggs. Come on. In the winter,
Joey, worth Dan, it. No, not Joey. Daniel would have sent you out the door. Aww, anyway.
He's a sweetheart. He is.
I don't know. At the end of the night, I was almost done, and Colleen's item got stolen from her, so mm-hmm. she decided to steal from Nikita, who had a Marc Jacobs pair of sunglasses on. That was the present she had gotten, so Colleen was going to steal them from her.
Okay.
Okay? So Nikita screamed, no, and ran out of the house. Yes. So Colleen runs after her, and I was filming for Colleen, and so I ran after them as well. Now, from my point, which is what I saw with my own eyes, because I was out there, Nikita is running down this very long street.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen's chasing her, as am I. Mm-hmm. And then I hand Colleen the camera because Colleen was giving up on running. I chase after Nikita. Nikita then takes the sunglasses and chucks them over a fence, screaming, if I can't have them, no one can.
Oh!
And I looked at her. I said, did you really just throw those? And she goes, oh, yeah, oops. And I was like, okay. So then I like looked in the bush and I was like, they're not in the bush. She goes, I think I cleared the fence. And I was like, oh my God, you did, because they're not in this area. And so I went back inside and I was like, Nikita threw the sunglasses over the fence. And everyone was like, what? Like, it's so strange. And like, I asked her about it and she's like, oh, I was just trying to be dramatic. And like, I could tell it was like she was like, I really didn't think I'd clear the fence. I thought I was trying to be dramatic for the vlog camera and just chuck them in a bush.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And like, there was a part of the huge group of us like went out and started looking. Alex Wasabi jumped a fence to try and look for him.
Oh,
and
no.
Then Corey followed him. We couldn't find them. And then Candy Johnson was the person who brought them, kind of got upset because she brought this designer for their sunglasses. We're all still friends. No one's actually mad at anybody. And so she was like, I don't think she actually threw them. And I was like, I'm not close with any of these people, so I wasn't going to really like fight anybody on it. I was like, I saw her throw something. And she was like, no, she didn't throw them. She's hiked. She's hit them somewhere. And I was like, okay. And Colleen and I were like, we saw her, you know, Colleen and I were just kind of questioning it. And then I was like, I know she threw something over the fence. We couldn't find the sunglasses. They weren't on her person. They weren't in her purse. Okay, whatever. And so, but everyone was like, we don't think she actually threw them, blah, blah, blah. And then today I saw Joey and Daniel again and I mentioned it. And they're like, she didn't throw them. She had them. She threw them in the, I was like, what do you mean? They're like, before she ran out of the house, she threw them in the living room and then ran out the house so you guys would chase her and didn't know that she threw them.
Oh.
And I was, and I'm not super close with anybody, so I didn't question it. But then later in the night, I looked at Colleen and I said, she was wearing them as we were chasing her. And Colleen was like, yeah, she was.
Oh, no.
And so Nikita told everyone, no, I didn't throw them. It was a joke. Because I think Nikita felt bad.
Mm.
So, but so there's somebody's this huge
gonna have
mystery.
Someone's going to have a nice little pair of sunglasses.
So Colleen and I are like, okay, we saw her run out of the house in the sunglasses and chuck something over the fence. But everyone else thinks that Nikita hid them. Colleen has footage. Because I was filming
we're gonna
the whole
have to
time.
See the footage.
I'm very curious as to the footage. I know it was blurry because it was raining. And so the rain just got on the lens because we were chasing
it. It makes it more
rain.
Of a mystery, Rachel.
I need to know the truth. And it's annoying me that I was involved and I still don't know what happened.
Okay.
But just so everyone knows, Colleen and Nikita, totally still friends.
Oh,
everyone's still
obviously.
Friends with everyone.
It's just fun.
We're not going to get upset about a pair of sunglasses here. But I need to know what happened. Because, like, I saw her wearing them, and I saw something go over the fence. And they're like, she threw the case over the fence. That's what Joey and Daniel said. They're like, she threw the case over the fence. And I know that's not true, because Colleen made Nikita empty out her purse, and she pulled out the case, but the case was empty. So she didn't throw the case, because she had the case in her hand. I am very curious as to what happens.
You could go to that house, knock on the door, and go, I accidentally threw my glasses over.
Yeah, I was thinking about going in the daylight and trying to find them. Because then, you know, if I find them, then they're we yours. Know what happened. They're mine. Anyway, that happened. But if I wasn't there, Colleen would have given up and it never would have happened. But Colleen, I was there. And so I went. Also, I think someone put a curse on Colleen this week.
Oh, she was
someone
a mess.
Someone has a voodoo doll.
She was a mess.
And has cursed Colleen. Because, so it started off, she went outside in the rain one day and fell and split her one knee open and severely bruised the other and broke a toe.
And twisted her body right after that happened. So,
her whole back hurts.
Her thighs, everything.
And then, a day later, she cut open her left hand. The day after that, she burned her right hand like crazy.
Big old blister.
And then the day after that, she threw out her shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so this girl is like all types of mess. I think someone has a voodoo doll and is sticking pins in her.
Nothing happened to her today. She's good.
We don't know. The day is young, Mom. It's only like 4 p.m. You don't know. All right. Instagram news. We haven't had Instagram news in a while.
Oh, what is it?
Instagram says that users will now have to provide their birthdays because they want to create age-appropriate experiences, which makes sense because sometimes I go to the Explore page.
Yes.
And it is not very age-appropriate for anyone under the age of 40.
Yes, yes.
So, but they're saying if you have an account already, you don't have to provide your birthday. The birthdays will be hidden, but you have to be 13 and older to start an account now.
But what if you want to see things that are of older age or younger?
Well, they're
not
saying,
in a creepy
they're
way.
They're saying like they're making sure that if you're under 18, you're not getting shown
porn.
Friendly way to say that.
Well, then I'll say I'm under 13 because I don't want to see that.
There you go. So yeah, I think it's a good transition. Did you know that Verizon and T-Mobile were getting in trouble because they were exaggerating their coverage maps?
Were they now?
Yes, but the FCC says they won't punish them. But they were fully like, you know how they always show their coverage maps and blah, blah, blah? They're like, look at all the color on this map.
Yeah,
that would cover
it's
all
not
of that.
True, because there's some streets I go down and my phone doesn't work.
Yeah, so apparently all of those maps are a complete lie.
I believe
so it. Everyone just beware of that. And, you know, what I've learned is, just see who has service. Like if you're in a new area and you're like deciding which service to get.
Yeah.
See those people. Like ask friends around you. Do you have service right now? What provider do you have?
Yeah.
Ta-da. I know Ricky Dillon once moved to an apartment and Verizon did not work. So he had to switch to Sprint.
Oh, wow.
Because it was the only one that worked. So, I mean, that you never know. You never know. Oh, there is a new Twitter account called Twitter Retweets. And it just retweets the best tweets. And it's run by Twitter.
The ones that have the most likes?
I think
here we go again.
No, because then they would just be like Obama being retweeted a bunch. They're all funny. I went on to it. And it is genuinely funny. One was Roach said, peeling garlic cloves is like, excuse me, but it's time to take off your little jacket.
Oh, that's cute.
Another one by Becky says, it's mental that your handwriting is just your hand's accent. I thought it was funny. So there's a bunch on there. There was like, they're really funny. I giggled at all of them. So if you want to check that out, it's just Twitter Retweets. That's all it's called. And it's just retweets. They don't tweet anything themselves.
I'll call you later and see. What was it called?
Twitter. Yep.
Yep.
Two more things. Apple will reportedly release an iPhone without any ports in 2021. So there'll be nothing to plug in anywhere.
No, you will have to have something extra to plug it into.
Yeah, no.
A port? A dock?
No, like something. They're not going to have anything. There'll be no plug. So it's going to be, you charge your phone on a platform.
Yeah, that has a plug.
Yes, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying there's no plugs. I'm saying there's no ports.
Right.
So, yes, there will have to be a thing where you will have to plug something in.
Yeah.
But there's not going to be any place to, like, right now, I don't like Bluetooth headphones. Mm-hmm. So I plug in an adapter.
Same.
But there won't be a place to plug an adapter. They're not going to be able to charge it with a cord.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's cordless charging. I'm saying there's no ports. So it's stupid. I hate it. I like my ports, but I think it's to make it like completely waterproof. That's usually why.
Kids are sucking on your phone. They don't ruin everything in it.
But the speakers. How are you going to have it waterproof in the speakers?
How are you going to do all that?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
And last bit of news.
Well, I have a bit of news, but go ahead.
For me, is Craigslist, founded 24 years ago, will finally get its first official app.
Really?
I didn't even realize that Craigslist doesn't have an app. Craigslist, if you guys don't know, because everyone uses things like Letgo and some of
and
them,
Marketplace some, on you know, Facebook.
Some other
if you're
thing
old.
I've had a brand deal with.
Yeah.
What is it called? I can't even remember what it's called. Some of them. I don't know. They're great. I use them all the time. Anyway, but Craigslist is used to be where you go to buy and sell stuff.
Yeah, we just bought a desk this week from Craigslist.
Oh, you did? You didn't even tell me.
Yes.
Oh my God, $10. Is it nice? $10.
He just wanted to get rid of it, so.
Was there drawers? Because I know Dad wanted
drawers.
Drawers. What a steal. Yeah. Does it need to be restained, repainted?
No, I think it's for Mike. I don't know. Maybe it's wood. I think it's wood. It was heavy.
It was heavy?
It was heavy carrying it in the house.
Wow. Congratulations. $10.
And just down the street, too.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Never mind. It's great.
Anyway, but yeah, they didn't even have an app. It was just a website. Mm-hmm. And finally, they were like, fine, we'll make an app. Because I think they need to keep up. Because no one does websites anymore. It's all apps.
Yeah.
So. Dang it.
You okay?
Yeah, I just sometimes get a cough attack.
Need some tea?
Yeah, I need some tea. Okay, you tell us your news while I drink your tea.
Well, I was really excited because I'm really big on people should know how to do CPR and save a life and the Heimlich maneuver and stuff.
Yeah, I know it all in theory, but not in practice.
Okay. So they have mannequins that you can practice on. But now they've got this jacket that you can put on a mannequin has boobs because something like 27% of women won't get CPR because the person doing it doesn't quite know what to do because there's boobs in the way.
Oh,
so
that's
now this
smart.
Mannequin, you can put a jacket on it and you can practice on
boobies.
If you have boobies, where it's
you
the
go
same.
Right,
it's the same it's thing, but
in
that
between the
it
boobies.
Bothers people that they're there.
They have to move. Like, are the boobies different sizes?
No, I think it's just
a
generic.
C-cup. BC
booby vest.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, I was very happy for that.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that your news?
So that is my news.
All right. You want to play Mad Gab real quick?
Sure.
Mad Gab is. I know you guys don't care, but my dog is so handsome. Every time I look at him, I'm just blown away by his handsomeness. All right, Mom.
You know, dog style hairs make it hard for you to wear glasses. Just saying.
Really?
Well, it's really tight, so it kind of pulls on him.
I think you should wear this all the time. I really like
it. Well, Colleen did it, so you'll never see it again.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't even know I'm going to get it down.
Colleen and Eric were dressed like dogs. What? It's not food. Blaze just freaked out because I opened something. All right, Mom. Here's yours.
Okay.
There's a brand new pack. We've never done these before.
Okay. Bear leap wreath thing.
Barely. Say it again.
Bear leap wreath thing.
Barely breathing. Did I get it?
Yes!
I got it! Okay.
Fade and glory. Fame and glory.
Faded glory.
Oh, faded glory.
I know. Okay. Your turn.
Heave on a mall.
He bought them all.
He fought them all.
Oh, so close.
So close.
Okay. Aid ants hawk hurl.
Aiden
Sockel.
Say it again.
Aid Ants Hawk Hurl.
Ew. Aiden Sockerl.
Aiden's.
Can I see it? Aiden. No, it's not about Aiden.
Aiden Sockerl. Aiden Sockerl.
No.
Aiden Sockerl.
Ain't it soft, girl?
No.
Oop.
You're not going to know what this is.
Oh, okay, go.
A dance hall girl. What?
Oh, okay. That's
I don't know
from
what
the
that is.
Days. You ready?
Oh, okay. Go.
Please, Speaker TS.
Please be courteous.
You're good at this. Did you look at these before?
No, I just opened it. Shh. Like they were in plastic. Fallen oft do sleep.
Fallen do sleep. How often do you sleep?
No, falling off to sleep.
Okay, I was close. Mountain Naors.
Mountain. Say it again.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Nay. Still make me laugh. Oars. Mountain Naors.
Mountaineers. Mountain Naors. Mountain Naors. Stop. Mountaineers. What is it? Stop it.
Mounting a horse.
Oh, okay. Shush.
Stop it,
haste
dog.
Are rough. These ill furs green.
Oh, it's a long one.
I know, the wrong ones suck. Haste are rough, these ill fur greens. Green.
These are rough greens.
No.
Hey.
Haste are rough, these ill furs green.
Haste are rough, these green. Haste are rough. Can I see it? Am I allowed to see
okay,
it?
None of these are, these okay. are like things that we don't know. A star of the silver screen.
I would never know that.
No, they've got to be things we know.
That's olden days. Heifer, he thinks, okay.
Heifer, he thinks, okay. Wait, say it again.
Heifer, he thinks, okay.
Heifer, he thinks, okay.
Yes.
Everything's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You got easy ones.
Habit, tanned, coast, hello. Heaven's tanned coast, hello.
Heaven can, heaven's on the coast. Heaven's on, no.
What? Abbott and Costello.
Oh, okay. I got the good ones.
Yeah, what are these? Okay. Are you reading on the lighter side or the darker side?
Light.
Same.
Okay, so I'm going to do this one. So, because we're playing the game, I'm scarred.
Okay.
Read, help, rice.
Read, help, rice. Read, upright. No. Read, up. Say it again.
Read, help, price.
Read, help, price. Retail price.
Yes. You're good at this. I'm sorry. I just blew out eardrums.
I were Rio for you.
I will reel for you. I will reel for you.
Oh, I get it. I wore a Rio for you.
I wore a Rio for you.
I wore Rio for
I
you.
I ate a burrito for you.
I worry over you, Mom.
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh my God. Okay, one more, go.
Bear, leap, wreath, thing. Did I already do that
Yeah, you did. Barely breathing.
Okay, Buff Lois, no we.
Buff Lois, no we. Buff Louie.
Oh, you said it, but you wouldn't know.
Buff Louie. What is it?
Buffalo's snowy.
Snowy?
Buffalo's snowy.
What?
That make no sense.
These are weird today.
Ugh, they're very weird. Oh, you know this one.
Okay, go.
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
Fitty Hope Log.
Fitty Hope Log? Fitty Hope Log. Fitty Hope
you
Log.
You said it.
I don't hear it. Fitty Hope Log.
You said it.
What
is it? Think of your life. What do you do in your work?
What?
Say it again, but think, oh.
Video log. Video vlog.
Video blog.
Oh,
yep.
My God. That was here. Hard. All right. We're going to move on to questions. I don't have a lot written down, so we might just hop over to Twitter while we are recording. All right. First one. Lily says, are you going on tour with Colleen?
Yes.
My mom is. I've looked at her calendar, and I'm going to stop by a few shows. I'm definitely going to Santa Barbara, the Long Beach, and San Diego.
Yes.
As of now, unless something urgent comes up, I don't see why I would not, but unless something does. And then I was talking about going to her New York one and her Florida one. I'm not confirming those right now, but those were two I was definitely interested in going. I think I like the little one-off ones.
Yeah, I'll do the January and February one. I'm not sure what's after that. We've only planned for
New
January.
York is May 17th.
Yeah, I haven't done anything for that one.
Because I think I told JoJo I would go to New York with her and like right around that time anyway. So I might just go to New York for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember when the Florida one is. Is that February?
That's in February.
But I just like, I like the little one-offs. Like you fly in, you do the thing, you maybe do a thing afterwards and then you go home. I like those. The bus tours are harder because you have to, when you fly in for a bus tour, you have to figure out where they're going to be.
Yes.
Figure out if you can get there in time.
Yes.
And then where are they going to be when you need to leave? Which town are you going to be in?
Where is there an airport?
Where is there an airport? Yeah, because it's like, oh, they're performing there this day. So I'll just leave that day, like at that place the next day. Yeah. But you don't have a hotel room because you're sleeping on the bus. The whole thing is weird. So I really like when it's just one weekend. Those are, and she has a bunch of those coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I will pop
those
by.
Those are also easier with the baby.
Yeah. So I will pop by, I think, to a few of those next year. Emma says, what's on your mom's table? And then they tweeted afterwards and said, I meant tray. Well, listen, it's more of my stuff today.
It certainly is.
Oh, my broke. Oh, I'm so sad.
At the party.
At Flynn's party, you could paint dogs, porcelain dogs. And I painted a Blaze into Snoop. Blaze ended up being kind of blue and brown. He's brindle. So I tried to make him brown and gray. It didn't really work. And then Snoop is white with little polka dots.
You could also build a dog.
You could, yeah, stuffed animal dog. You could. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun things.
And then my mom has her pen.
Yeah, it's your pen.
It's my pen.
Thank you.
Her phone. And my iced tea. Done.
That's it.
Easy. Francis wants to know about, was it the queso in the toilet? Yes, it was. It was queso in the toilet. Let's see if anyone's tweeted us anything. Favorite Christmas movie?
Elf.
Yeah, Elf, Grinch, and Die Christmas. Hard.
Oh, that's right. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
huh?
Right? Can you pat your head and rub your tummy? Nope, hold on. No, wait, hold on. I have to do this.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
I have to do it.
I'm doing it.
I can only do it if the right hand is on the head and the left hand is on the belly.
Wait.
I
can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
That hurts the part in my head. I'm going to take my hair down tonight. It's going to be like, ow.
Can you please film it?
Hey, would you quit? Oh, I have a video for you. I keep forgetting to bring it.
Oh, Mom.
When we painted your room.
My mom's got a mom vlog and she won't give it to us.
And Andrew's hockey game.
Oh, Mom.
What did you just tell me to do? Oh, taking my hair down.
Yeah.
All right.
Eggnog, yay or nay?
Nope.
Nope. I think it tastes like bubblegum.
I don't think I've ever tasted it, but just the thought of raw eggs in there,
it's
right?
It's not good. Yeah.
And a nog. What's a nog? I don't want to eat a nog.
It's egg. Nog. Oh, yeah, I don't know what a nog is. Dang it.
Shush. It's so funny you had that with such confidence. A nog is an egg.
I was half listening to you because I'm trying to find questions, and I was like, Mom, obviously eggnog is egg, and then but you said nog and not egg. All right. Mom, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, I have so many.
What is it?
I don't know.
Name one. Doesn't even have to be your biggest. What's just something little people annoying do?
I mean, when people wait to the last second to change lanes on the freeway.
Okay.
That happened on the way over here. So that's fresh in my head.
All right. Mine is when people smack their... When people just don't know how to eat correctly.
Oh, don't smack
There's
your lips.
There's so many things Make about noises. Eating. I have to fart.
Rachel.
Oh. That was very dangerous because I really have to pee. So I could have peed my pants just now.
Like mother, like daughter.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that's going to be about it for today.
Okay.
That's pretty much.
Stop licking me.
Blaze, stop licking your grandmother. There was no sponsor for today, so this one's a little shorter than normal. But
that's okay. Yeah. I got to get home.
Mom's got to get home. She's like, I want to leave before dark. It's dark. But it's not my fault. It gets dark at 5 now.
It does. I don't like driving in the dark anymore.
No, you know, because people will change lanes on you real quick.
Well, no, and I can't see where I'm going or where I've been. I like seeing.
My mom can't see in the dark, so let's hope
it happens
she gets
when
home
you get
safely.
Older. My mom used to say, I can't drive after dark. And I'm like,
you know what
is that?
I don't like driving. I can see. I just don't like driving at dark.
No.
I don't know why. All right. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe, like, do all the things. There's a human?
Who's Dad.
Oh, it's Dad. Dad, I was going to put... All right. We'll be right there, Dad.
No wonder he didn't bark.
Mom, take us away.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.